Cherokee Nation Health Services is increasing its use of telemedicine to help reduce the potential spread of COVID-19. The tribe began offering teledentistry appointments earlier this week. Yesterday, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke via Zoom with Dr. Roger Montgomery, Executive Medical Director for Cherokee Nation Health Services, to learn more. To begin their conversation, Dr. Montgomery discussed how the tribe used telemedicine prior to the pandemic.
We've used something called Project Echo for several years. I don't know if you've heard of it before. It's out of the University of New Mexico, and it's an extension of community care outcomes. It connects specialty doctors with primary care doctors. Again, it was initiated in New Mexico, but we found out about it and have used their specialists there to help us with our hepatitis C elimination program, which has been going on for several years. But it's a teleconferencing platform, very, very important tool in our efforts to treat and eliminate hepatitis C. We also had some behavioral health providers that were using telemedicine, but not in a large number. The other important thing that we've done in the last year is we've used telemedicine to initiate our stroke program. And telemedicine has been used to treat patients evaluate patients in an emergency room that present with acute stroke for several years now in a variety of locations across the country. And it was an essential tool, very important to us being able to offer stroke services to our patients here in Tahlequah. And that's, again, in the past, over the last year or two.
And so this week, you guys announced that you're expanding your telemedicine services. How did you come to that decision, and how exactly is it expanding?
Well, the pandemic, I think, has obviously caused enormous change throughout the country in the delivery of health services. And we recognize that telemedicine was an important tool to protect our citizens from the risk of infection from the coronavirus. And we began early on taking those steps to successfully incorporate it, embed it within our health services to provide essential services.
So what are some of the services that you're adding that people can access through telemedicine now?
We started with primary care. I mean, it makes sense. That's our main service line, and most providers we have are in primary care. So we started there, and we expanded it to behavioral health, and we now have it across all service lines, pediatrics, women's health, as I already mentioned, behavioral health, even dentistry. And we've even looked at implementation in unique ways in the emergency room to not only pre-triage patients, but also have that initial encounter between the ER doctor and the patient via telemedicine. So they don't necessarily have to enter the room until they've been able to assess the patient initially and determine their risk for potential respiratory infection or COVID.
In terms of IT, did you have to make any upgrades in order to expand these services?
The word upgrade, I would say, not necessarily. We already had a very well-established electronic health record. You may have heard of Cerner. We've had the Cerner health record and electronic health record in place for some time. The main thing we needed was the software, the video conferencing software that we could expand out to our patients. That was the main thing that we had to, quote, add to what we already offered.
What are some of the challenges that you or maybe your patients have faced with using telemedicine, since it is kind of a new thing for a lot of people?
Well, the platform that we chose, the teleconferencing platform that we chose, requires patients to have a smartphone. Not every patient has a smartphone. In addition to having a smartphone, you have to have a data plan. Data plans cost more, and some of our patients are limited in the funds they have to devote to a telephone plan. And so that's been a factor. And then there's just the nature of downloading an app and then accessing that app and working through it. But we've had tremendous help from our information technology staff in implementing this. We've also just had a team approach to trying to help patients when they schedule appointments. We spend special time talking with them about how to download the app and how to access and utilize the app. But there are still some, and it's a kind of across the demographic. The older patients, it's not quite as easy for them as, say, the person who's been raised using a smartphone since they were a young kid. You can imagine.
Do you have any numbers for how many people have been able to access telemedicine services since the pandemic started?
We got a rough estimate that over 2,500 patients have utilized telemedicine encounters That came from earlier this week, and we're trying to keep a good track of that. A little over 2,500.
And for reference, how large is the population of Cherokee Nation?
Our user population, the number of people that actually access our health system, is around 136,000. Our tribal population across the United States is 385,000. But again, our user population using our health system, 136,000.
And in general, what kind of an impact has the pandemic had on Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma?
Well, I'm very, very proud of our team approach to this. We've had just all hands on deck from all of the people within our health system. And I think for something, I've looked back at the timeline of the decision making that's gone on, and it's just amazing to me how much we've done in about a 4 to 6 week period of time. And it's gone remarkably smoothly. I'm just very, very proud of that. We've had our bumps in the roads, but with everyone helping out, it's gone remarkably well. We've initiated screening of patients and staff as they enter our facilities. We did that early on, and we began doing that in January. We've made changes in that, but we've been very proactive. We've collaborated with the CDC, with the Indian Health Service, to follow the CDC recommendations and implement those recommendations early on and follow them as they've evolved. The Indian Health Service has been very helpful to us in acquiring PPE and protecting our staff and our patients. Our chief declared a state of emergency on March 16th, very early on, activating a significant planning and funding for our efforts to deal with the pandemic. We created a COVID hotline early on for our tribal citizens to provide them the information that they would need to mitigate some of their fears and uncertainty. So again, it's been an all hands on deck approach. And I'm very, very proud of our team effort at addressing what is probably the most significant public health crisis that I will see in my career.
What are some of those bumps in the road that you mentioned, that you encountered?
Well, testing has been an issue across the country. And again, I'm very proud of what we've done. We've had to look for different resources to do that testing because of the demand. The turnaround time on some of those tests early on took a little longer than we would have liked, but we've worked on that. We've found solutions. And our turnaround time on the results of for testing has improved significantly. And we're getting really good results in a very appropriate amount of time now. That's just an example of one of those kinds of bumps in the road.
Speaking of testing, officials issued a press release yesterday that Cherokee Nation is getting some of those quick turnaround testing that from Abbott Labs. About how
Abbott
many?
ID. You, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Yeah. About how many did you get, and how is that going to be helpful or used for Cherokee Nation?
We, with the help of the IHS, we're able to acquire the devices. Now, the device is like a car. It'll just sit there if you don't have the gas to run it. And these machines require the kits to do the testing. And we were also very fortunate through the IHS to get the tests to do the testing. The devices have to be validated. You have to make sure that the results are accurate. And so we've begun initiating testing here in Tahlequah for our inpatients and for our employees. And we hope to broaden that in the near future.
What has testing capacity been like for Cherokee Nation? I know for most places it's started out slow and it's starting to increase as people start to figure it out. But what has your experience been?
Well, again, we've been very proactive early on. We, because of the number of tests that we had available, we restricted it in accordance with what the CDC recommended to those patients that were symptomatic or people we admitted acutely ill to the hospital, and we've been able to gradually expand that as we've acquired more testing capacity. And to date, we've performed approximately 1,000 tests on tribal citizens, which is, again, I think a very respectable number.
And how many positive tests have you had?
As of yesterday, we've had 54 positives, and we're keeping very close tabs on those. And I might also mention we have a very, very, very proud of this too. A very detailed patient monitoring system of staff that are following these patients that test positive on a daily basis, monitoring them for symptoms, monitoring them for changes in their condition, providing them recommendations on how to care for themselves at home, how to be at home with their families and do so safely. And I think that's very unique. There aren't many systems that offer that degree of support to patients. We also have a very well-developed contact tracing staff that we started early on, and they're reaching out, telling people you know, advising them on who, whether they should be in isolation, going beyond what a lot, I think, health services do, and trying to minimize the spread of the infection. And we've been very, very proud of that effort.
That was Dr. Roger Montgomery, Executive Medical Director for Cherokee Nation Health Services. He spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda over Zoom yesterday. According to officials, there have been 54 positive cases of COVID-19 within the Cherokee Nation Health System and 3 deaths related to the virus. The health system has received 300 rapid tests from Abbott Laboratories and will receive more in the coming weeks. The tribe has more than 2,000 reference lab tests provided by the Indian Health Service that typically take at least 24 hours for results. For more information, health.cherokee.org.